بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. This is the اشعار of عارف بالله حضرت اقدس حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب نور اللہ مرقدہ. The title is نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں.
جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن نئے جام و مینا عطا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی قلب دے کر کبھی جان دے کر رہے عشق میں با وفا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. خوشی اپنی ان کی خوشی پر اتا کر ہم اب اہل صدر کو صفا ہو رہے ہیں. کبھی پی رہے ہیں لہو آرزو کا مٹا کر خودی با خدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ فانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں. تجھے ہو مبارک یہ اشک ندامت نئے باب الفت کے وا ہو رہے ہیں. یہ شان کرم کرم ان کے ہر دم عطا ہو رہے ہیں. محبت کی اختر کرامت تو دیکھو کہ سلطان ہو کر گدا ہو رہے ہیں. جو ہر دم خدا پر فدا ہو رہے ہیں وہ پانی بتوں سے جدا ہو رہے ہیں.
الحمد للہ وکفا وسلام علی عباده الذین اصطفا أما بعد فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم يا أيها الذين آمنوا اتقوا الله وكونوا مع الصادقين صدق الله المولانا العظيم. We should make tasawwur, think that we are sitting in Hazrat's majlis and that we are benefiting from Hazrat directly. Not in reality, But we think like that. Inshallah, we will benefit tremendously. Because these akabir of ours, men of taqwa, as we can make out very clearly, and we will benefit accordingly to that, inshallah. Just as somebody has said very beautifully, when we go to Madinatul Munawwara, we go Masjid al-Nabawi, wherever we are sitting in Masjid al-Nabawi, we should think I'm sitting in the sohbat company of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Then a person will benefit tremendously by that. May Jam o Meena ata ho rahe hai. Jam o Meena, the glass to drink wine, and the jug. Always the people of Tasawwuf have compared this, the tavern, the bar, and that with the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. That means that as this dunya people, they enjoy the wine of dunya, and the woman of dunya, etc., worldly life. They don't know what is that enjoyment of being with Allah Ta'ala, gaining the love of Allah, seeing the beauty of Allah. Of course, Allah Jalla Jalaluhu, we cannot see Him yet, but all what Allah, tu hi tu hai, ya ke aathar tera. It's only you, O Allah, or your clear signs that we can see everywhere. Beautiful sun rising, sun setting, mountains, lakes, rivers, seas, trees, bushes, the wilderness. All these things show how beautiful Allah is. And all this creation is hardly a billionth of a billionth of a trillionth of the beauty of Allah Ta'ala. So they compare this, like when a person drinks liquor, alcohol, then he's like out of his mind. He's like in a different world. This is just all fantasy really. And it is all, it's haram also. And we know the harms of it. Whether even if it was not haram, the harms of it, the whole world knows. One person, at one time when people were debating, that smoking is harmful to other people. People who are not actively smoking but who are passive, it's harmful. But liquor is not harmful to others. It's only harmful to the person who drinks it. So this one person, mashallah, he said they just go and stand at the emergency ward of any hospital on a Saturday night or so, on Christmas Eve, on New Year's Eve. And then you will see that not only the person who drinks, but how many other people are affected or affected with drinking. It's not just the active drinker, but many other people. How many motor car accidents because of this? How many innocent people are dying because of this? But anyway, that is that type of alcohol and liquor. But the love of Allah, the wine of Allah Ta'ala, and therefore they have compared the khanqa of the sheikh with the tavern of the barman. That here also he is giving wine to drink, but the wine of the love of Allah Ta'ala. And we should be drinking this wine. May Allah make this a reality, that a person gets intoxicated. He goes in a trance in the love of Allah Ta'ala. As last night it came to mind, and we mentioned it, that on one occasion, Hazrat Maulana Khair Muhammad Jalandri Rahmatullah Ali invited Maulana Hussein Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali for a Jummah program, the whole weekend program, most probably very far away from Deoband, and he came and fetched Hazrat. And when they went by train, on the way somewhere, the trains, when a very long journey, they change engines at a big station, at a junction, etc. So they were changing, and it was Fajr time. So Maulana Hussain Ahmad Madani Rahmatullah Ali made imamat, and he read the whole of Surah Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Dahar, and with what itminan. And they changed the engines already. And the conductor blew his whistle, time to move now. And he came there by them where they were standing, and he's telling them the train is going to move. But Hazrat just carried on with his namaz. After namaz, Maulana Khair Muhammad told Hazrat that you could have made your namaz shorter. He says, I also know the masala. I could have done that. In fact, I could even have broken it at such a time. You could break your namaz also. But he said, I didn't hear one word. I was so much in istighraq. Istighraq? So absorbed with my communication with Allah and the reading of Alif Lam Mim Sajda, Surah Dahar, and that I didn't hear one word. The conductor came right near there. He said, I didn't hear one word. And we, perhaps in our, I speak for myself, of course, whole life we don't get one moment like that. That we are so engrossed with Allah Ta'ala, so absorbed with Allah Ta'ala, that we don't know what is happening around us. May Allah grant us that. So when the person gets this wine of the love of Allah, that is what his condition will be. Like one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu, he was making his namaz in his orchard. And while he was making namaz, a bird was flying around. And that caught his attention. After namaz, he gave away that whole orchard in sadaqah. That it disturbed me from Allah Ta'ala. Distracted me from Allah Ta'ala. So this was their condition. And perhaps, I speak for myself again, how many namazes go and we don't even think about Allah Ta'ala. Also one Sahabi radiallahu ta'ala anhu was invited by another Sahabi for supper after Isha. So he thought that perhaps it gets late, life is guaranteed, not guaranteed, let me make my witr also. In his witr he got such connection with Allah Ta'ala, he was so absorbed in reading his witr, became fajr time, tahajjud time, till day he was reading. Now the sahabi complained, I invited you, you agreed you will come, and you didn't come. He said that, had it not been that I made a promise and that, then I shouldn't have revealed the real reason why I didn't come. So I just thought, perchance I don't live till tahajjud time, and I don't, my isha, my witr gets left out. So I thought, let me make my witr also. And I got so absorbed in my witr that I did not even realize. Perhaps we can understand this like a newly wed couple, the first night, how they are absorbed in one another, and they don't know what is happening perhaps around them. But much more than that, if a person finds the love of Allah, he gets absorbed in that love of Allah. And this is our object, that a person must find that. And the Sahaba radiallahu ta'ala anhum, through the sohbet of Nabiya Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, reached these great heights. And therefore, for them, the greatness of Allah and the reality of Akhirah and what this dunya is, haqiqat is dunya ki khuli, when the reality of this dunya opened up on me, ye dunya nazar se gir gayi. Then this dunya had no value in my eyes. But today, unfortunately, the dunya means so much to us. And our akhirat, our deen, our qabr, we don't even think about it. May Allah let us realize the reality, inshallah. Jo har dam khuda par fida ho rahe hai. A person who is all the time giving his life for Allah Ta'ala. Every moment. Today for us to get up for Fajr is a problem. Tahajjud is even a bigger problem. To make it for five times namaz with Jama'at, Takbir-e-Ula is a problem. But these people all the time, as soon as they detect that in a business transaction there is a little doubt, they give it up. That it could be a little bit something about interest in this business. Or there is something doubtful. These people are so Allah conscious that they immediately give it up. Whereas we will try and just explain to ourselves, no, it doesn't matter. You can overlook it. You don't have to be so fussy about these things, etc. Now today, our deeni matters also. Like a nikah, it's more done as the Western people do it. Or not only, very sadly, in our weddings we have little bit of the Christians, little bit of the Hindus, little bit of the Jews. Of everyone we make a mix up there. Everyone something is there. But the true sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, perhaps not one thing we find. At the most perhaps just the nikah itself. But besides that, no sunnah of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, the laws of Allah Jalla Jalaluhu and his Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, we openly violate them, we break them openly, and we expect barakat to come by one qari sahab reading some qiraat there and maulana giving a bayan there and the nikah that perhaps 15 minutes, half an hour, and the rest of everything else is against shariat, and we expect barakat to come, and we are putting the foundation of one family. And the foundation we are putting like that. Like a person, he has to put, for example, three bags of cement, and he only puts a quarter bag of cement, and all the rest he puts sand or ash, he puts the rest. What kind of a foundation? How will that building last? One flood comes, a light flood or a storm, and that building will collapse. So unfortunately, that is how our marriages, nikahs, are collapsing also. And the sad part is we don't see it that way. We see it, our success of a wedding is that it must be done as much as possible according to modern trend, etc., not according to Sharia. May Allah Ta'ala have mercy upon us and open our blind eyes. So those people who at all such times, they are giving their lives for Allah. The command of Allah is first. We come nowhere. Allah's command. And when a person determines the sthan le usko, then Allah makes it easy for that person. Outwardly, everyone sees this person is suffering and that, but he is just going through enjoyment through that. When they were through one king, they had dug a trench, and the people who were not believing in the king as their god, they were throwing them into a fire which they had built in the trench. So one mother was brought with her baby. They grabbed the baby and they told her that you believe in me as God, otherwise we'll throw this baby into the fire. She refused, they threw the baby. Then the mother became a bit hesitant, it was her turn now. The baby called out from the fire, "Ma, come in here, enjoyment is here." But where do we see enjoyment? Ibrahim alayhi salatu wasalam, that Allah showed it openly, a miracle, that when they threw him in the fire, Allah Ta'ala said, "Kuni bardan wa salaman ala Ibrahim." O fire, become cold and cool and calm on Ibrahim alayhi salam. So these people, they can see the success. Allahu Akbar, Allah help us. Maulana Shah Muhammad Ahmed, jinki ye kitab hai, Talim ul Mutalim. Mani Musa, Mala Siddiq Ahmed, Bandwi, Rahmatullah Ali. He says that he went for Hajj with his sheikh, and one night it was raining, what we will say cats and dogs, heavy, heavy rain. And Makkah Sharif wasn't the Makkah Sharif of today, of that time. And the storm water was flowing like a river. So when the time for Adhan came, and then Maulana his sheikh told, he was sure that Hazrat will say, today we will make Amal on Rukhsat, permission. You can make namaz at home and clear fiqh masala. When the rains are so heavy, etc., you can make at home. So he said that we am sure he will do this. But he prepared himself and he started, and he told him to come also. And they're walking, and that water, the torrent of water, and underneath stones and rocks and etc. Umbrella in one hand, and they had the shoes in the other hand, pulled up the trousers till just below the knees. And the Maulana also said, we'll take some clean water with, because our legs will be dirty by the time we reach Haram Sharif. And we can't go with dirty legs in the Haram, we'll wash our legs again. When they came halfway, he almost fell. But his sheikh caught him, picked him up. Now he thought, this is enough, he's going to say, let's go back. But they went. So this is when that is there, now what enjoyment he must be getting in his heart. Otherwise we were the smallest excuse, we excuse ourselves from Masjid, Jamaat. It comes in the Hadith Sharif that the light of the day of Qiyamah and full Sirat is when on dark and stormy nights a person goes for Isha. So when the lights are gone off because of the weather and the roads are dark, etc., most of us, we feel today we will make it home. And Shariat permits also when it is such conditions, etc. These are those men, not of steel, but of iron. And I haven't got one iota of that stuff. Allah Ta'ala, by the barakat of our majlis, bless us all with such qualities. Jofani buto se juda ho rahe hai. And what a clear sign to see whether you are giving yourself on Allah Ta'ala. The more you are getting away, more you are going to Allah, it's very clear. What is opposite of Allah Ta'ala? There's the painted dollies of the road. These women of the dunya. As you are going to Allah, you are getting further from them. So we can see for ourselves how much our eyes, that we are now not looking, we are not thinking about them, we are human, still the desire will be there, and that desire, Hazrat Rahmatullah Ali even said, don't even make dua that Allah must remove that desire, because then you got no more any mujahada to make. And the more mujahada you make, the more closer you come to Allah. But how much you are now distancing yourself from all such places, from all such thoughts, all that, how much you are distancing, so much you are going closer to Allah. So that is a sign we can see whether we are going closer to Allah, that all these thoughts are becoming less in our mind. And this urge and desire, though it's there, but we are fighting it all the time. So how much we will be going closer to Allah Ta'ala, so much we will be distancing ourselves from all haram relationships, looking at haram, thinking of haram. That is a sign we are going closer to Allah Ta'ala. وہ خمر کوہن تو قوی تر ہے لیکن it is an accepted fact that the older the liquor, the more better it is, the more valuable also it is. So that is a fact, that the older the liquor, the more valuable it is. When liquor was made haram in the Quran Sharif, Allah sent wahi, then the Sahaba at that time, it was still allowed. Many had given it up before already, but still it was allowed. And they had old liquor, which was very, very valuable. But they let it all flow, and it was like a rainfall and a storm of water. Like that, the liquor was flowing in Medina Sharif, with one command of Allah Ta'ala. So that how the iman was built. Allahu Akbar. May we, how much the commands of Allah from childhood, but still it doesn't want to come into us. We can't forgo it, etc. That is true. The old liquor is enjoyable. But new enjoyable liquors Allah Ta'ala is given. That old enjoyment with Allah, association, relationship with Allah, we are enjoying that. But Allah, the more you have connection, the more Allah is making you happy. And you are getting closer to Allah Ta'ala all the time. There are different ways. Kulla yawmin huwa fi sha'an. Every day Allah is in a different splendor. The tafsir of this ayat is something else, but taken on its own, it has this meaning. The actual tafsir of the ayat is, يَسْأَلُهُ مَنْ فِي السَّمَاوَاتِ وَالْأَرْضِ. Everyone, everything in the world is begging Allah, consciously, unconsciously. Forget everyone and everything as one individual for ourselves. Allah's direct connection, not only with the eye, but with the retina of the eye. Not only the retina, but with the, what's the pupil of the eye. Every part, Allah is in direct contact with every part. How many parts in the eye? Then in the nose, then in the mouth, with each tooth, with the tongue, every fraction of the tongue. With every part, your liver, your kidney, your heart, your lungs, your every individual, the kidney's little heart, direct connection. Allah Ta'ala is directly connected. So that is kulla yawmin huwa fi shan. All the time, every split moment, Allah is seeing to every elephant, every part of every elephant. Every tree, every leaf of the tree. And in that leaf, how many things there are. To everything, all the time Allah Ta'ala is seeing. سَنَفْرُغُ لَكُمْ أَيُّهَا الثَّقَلَانِ. And when the dunya will come to an end, then we will become fariq for you too, for jinn and man. Now we will take your account now. I was doing your work all the time, every split, millionth of a millimeter, I was attending to it, I was doing that. All the time, I gave you your eyes, I gave you your ears, I gave you your heart, and I was looking after it all the time. And all I wanted from you, that you must make me happy. The one group of Christians to save their iman, when kings changed the Bible, they went and lived in the monasteries, till today you have. They went in the jungles and they built their monasteries, and till today Christian people, the monks and the nuns go. But they want, the niyat was good. But Allah says, I did not want them for that from them. All I wanted, they must please me. That is all what Allah wants, His commands, and make Allah Ta'ala happy. So when they, so this is all what Allah wants from us. So Allah is doing everything, every hair, every minute part of the hair, Allah is looking after it. Allah is guarding it all the time. All the traffic, the air traffic, the ships, everything, the whole world, every drop of water, Allah is in direct contact with it all the time. And Allahu Akbar. As we are sitting here at this very moment, Allah is engaging, He is engaging millions and billions of people and things to see to our breakfast tomorrow morning. With that egg, who and who is not working for that egg? How long ago they worked for it? And it was meant to come to you from where and where and how? And for that, the frying pan and the oil and the stove and the how many people working in the electricity department? How many people working in the steel or ore mines? How many people making it now into steel? How many people making the stove? You should take it for me. For my, this one drop, a sip of water I'm going to drink. Allahu Akbar. Who is not working? Allah is seeing to all this. How great is not Allah? How merciful, how kind is He not? And all this is just one layer of Allah's mercies. And on the day of Qiyamah, Allah will show His rahmat in 99 layers He has reserved. And Allah's mercy is not 99, this is just to make us understand. Otherwise, we cannot imagine that here, perhaps easily over 95% or more also of the people of the world are displeasing Allah. And with such terrible things, what things are people not doing? Today is a Saturday night. Forget non-Muslims, Muslims on a Saturday night. What and what? And non-Muslims, what and what is not happening? But Allah is still giving everyone their eyes. Allah is looking after those eyes. Allah is looking after the heart. Allah is looking after the liver. What and what Allah is not doing? Allahu Akbar. So kind is Allah, so great is Allah, we cannot imagine. Tu mere dil mein aata hai, meri samajh mein nahi aata, main jaan gaya, yahi teri pehchan hai. I believe in you by Allah. Alhamdulillah, Allah gave us that belief. We believe in Allah. So we believe Allah is there. Allah's nizam and Allah's system is there. That alhamdulillah is there. But for us now to have trust on that, that tawakkul on Allah Ta'ala. By Fazl-e Kareem, Rahmatullah Ali was a very strong Jamaati worker in India. Once we were out in Jamaat and he was in that same masjid, he would give his bayan. He was Hazrat Shaykhul Hadith, Rahmatullah Ali used to say, if you want to hear a bayan in Urdu, listen to by Fazl-e Kareem. And if you want to listen to a bayan in Arabic, Fazl-e Azim. He was in Makkah Sharif. With Maulana Sayyid Khan Sahib, Rahimahumullah. So by Fazl-e Kareem, when the majma comes, then he makes tashkil at the end. And what's tashkil? And we were already mushakkal, we were in the jamaat. But otherwise, youngsters came who are workers. Somebody is looking after his parents. Somebody is just married. Somebody has got a family. And once he has made that tashkil, then he sends somebody else to their house to bring their bedding and bring their money. 1 o'clock at night, that night, he had a taxi ready and to take them for 40 days in Jamaat. Who got that tawakkul? We got that tawakkul. And then he would say, you just go. Then he would go to each house. This is how that worker was. And he would tell them, you will send money for them now. And look after them. And then the results also came accordingly. To such an extent that Hadraji and them had to make mashura. Is he doing the right thing? Are we not overstepping our bounds? But that is what is called. And all the battles of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hazrat Khalid ibn Walid radiallahu ta'ala anhu goes with 30 people to fight an army of 600,000. What was this? That Allah is so great. But that realization and that conviction must come into us. All this effort is for that. That we, and a person who gets one bit of that, the whole world cannot stand in front. Because when Allah's help is with you, battle of Badr, battle of Ahad. What miracles did not Allah show? May Allah bless us. And this is all with sohbat, with zikr, and with da'wat. All these things come into a person. Name jamo meena ata ho rahe hai. A person who has got this contact with Allah, new enjoyments he is getting every moment. Kabhi qalb dekar, kabhi jaan dekar. Sometimes you have to give your heart in this path of Allah. You see that woman, really she's tempting. And She's talking also so sweet with you. She's a rep for a business company. And she comes and how she is dressed also. And she's talking so sweet also. At that time your heart, how you have to control your heart. Otherwise, she just comes, she gives you your hand. Today we haven't got the courage to say, no, I'm sorry. My religion doesn't allow me. Today we say it will be bad character, bad akhlaq. And we will talk with her, sit with her, we will discuss with her, we will say, how can you do that? But Allah save us from such tests, we will find it very hard to pass such tests. It's not easy. And the sad part is that if we do get caught up, do we make tawbah istighfar after that? Do we realize when we make two rakats of salatul tawbah, Ya Allah, I got caught up today, I made a mistake, please forgive me. Nabi Kareem sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, my hand never touched the hand or any ghair mahram body ever in my life. And we, Allah Ta'ala, make us ma'am. So this is what we have to work for. That a person, when this temptations come, you give your heart away. But we want to make our nafs happy, the heart happy. And we find excuses and all that I want to give a da'wat of Islam. We're falling in so much haram, but I want to show a good akhlaq of Islam. And we get caught up in all these things. Kabhi jaan dekar, even if you have to give your life. We can imagine where Hazrat's darja is. We are only talking about it and listening about it. To make amal on it, that is something completely. Where is Hazrat's darja? Rahe ishq mein ba wafa ho rahe hai. In the path of the love of Allah, we are becoming loyal in this way. When a person gives his heart, when it breaks his heart, his desires, he smashes it to smotherings. Sometimes he can die also, I give my life also. This is how you are becoming closer to Allah Ta'ala. If such occasion came to a person, and somebody went and tell his wife, that today that lady gave her hand for your husband, but your husband, he didn't even look at her. How happy won't your wife become? That my husband is so faithful, and he doesn't even, he did not give his hand also, he didn't even look at her. Just in a gentleman's way, he just spoke what was necessary and that. How happy. And perhaps nobody will tell the wife. And if you go and tell her, she say, you lie. It's impossible. I know you properly. Where are you going to do such a thing? But Allah is watching. And Allah is seeing that my banda, he's controlling his eyes, he's controlling it. He's a human, he's not a piece of stone or a piece of wood. He's got that desire, but he's controlling himself. How happy won't Allah Ta'ala become? Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless us with even one iota of these realities. The Sahaba hid it 100%. Awliya hid it 100%. May Allah also make us amongst them and bless us. And this is what is called a wali. Not just that the people call somebody big wali or something, or somebody, or we think we are walis and that. Mulla Ali Qari Rahmatullah Ali has written in his time. How long ago must that be? 400 years ago. He says in his time, forget the public. The ulama, the great ulama, those who are mashayikh, their namazes, outward namaz is still not correct. This 400 years ago. And today where are we? Forget all the other things. Allahu Akbar, Allah have mercy on us, and Allah Ta'ala guide us inshallah. Khushi apni unki khushi par luta kar. Your desire, your happiness, you sacrifice it for the happiness of Allah. That is what really is required. You also can get happy, you make that guna, you look at that woman, you talk with her sweetly, you also make that guna, you make yourself happy, but you are breaking the laws of Allah. You are breaking the laws of Allah who has given you eyes and who is looking after them every moment. They are under service all the time by Allah Ta'ala. And not only, today you go for eye some problem, they say this one part here, that is, it's dried up, this nerve has dried up. Allah, when he wants to, Allah save us from these things. In the cartilage, in the knee, this one little cartilage, it's broken, or anything, or damage, or one nerve, or something. The spinal cord, the nerves that are running all through there, just one bone of the spinal cord rubbing on the next bone. When Allah now decrees that, and he is not protecting it, The person can't lie down, he can't sit, he can't stand. Allah save us all. Eh? So how Allah is looking after. So we are prepared to make Allah unhappy and make ourselves happy. May Allah let us realize this. These are wa wafa ho rahe, who are becoming loyal to Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala. Also another thing is, as we read and we talk and that, we forget ourselves what we were doing outside today. And what we did last year, and what we did 10 years ago, what we did when we were young, we were already mukallaf. All that, we don't think about it. Now we think we are in khanqa, I'm talking about it, I'm like that. Or I'm hearing about it, we are like that. I wish that person was here, he should hear also. We don't think about ourselves and what our condition is. خوشی اپنی ان کے خوشی پر لٹا کر ہم اہل صدق و صفا ہو رہے ہیں. By that we are becoming the people who are truthful. فَاتَّقُوا اللَّهُ وَكُونُوا مَا الصَّادِقِينَ. These are the truthful people who don't just have an outward show of taqwa, but reality of taqwa in them. And this is what we have to, and Allah, Hazrat's bayans, we are reading them, not that it is in us, not that we got it and we are in here in the khanqa, but that it must come into us. And a person who will work in this direction, inshallah, before what, it will come, Allah will put it, if you are on the road, Allah will let it come into you. But if we are not trying, we are not making effort, we are not making du'as for it, we are not taunting ourselves that you're a munafiq, you're a liar. Eh? That see, you're just talking about these things, this reality is not in you. And you're just happy that it's there. Then it's difficult. But if a person is all the time conscious of himself, that I'm hearing this so much, I'm talking about it so much, Ya Allah, when is it going to come into me? And then inshallah, if it comes while we are living, one such person will turn the world around. Otherwise, inshallah, akhirat it will be there for us. If we don't reach it, Allah will give it to us. And we in akhirat it will be there. Kabhi pi rahe hai lahu arzu ka. And all the same subject, Hazrat is putting it in different words. Sometimes we are drinking the blood of our desires. Eh? That you are slaughtering your heart, your desires. Everyone is going for a party, there is a walima, and we know there are many wrong things going to take place, but you don't go. You also would like to go, meet the family, meet your friends, meet everyone, but you know there are wrong things. So you stay away. You are sitting alone at home. And you are drinking the blood of your desires, that now you are not there. Sometimes, so we have to drink this. Many occasions like that come. For example, our best friends, they are going for fishing. And fishing as a sport is actually not allowed also. It's a futile thing. If you are doing it for business, if you are doing it to feed your family, well and good. But just passing time. In Islam, passing time is not allowed in anything. And today our children with their games and etc., we can't say a word. Instead, we will buy for them PlayStation. So they don't go to the neighbors, they don't go to the auntie, it's worse there. And we will buy for them and bring it in our house. That they don't get bitten by the snake by the auntie's house, we will buy a snake and put it in our house. This is what we are prepared to do, all these things. And then again, fishing generally, what I remember, I don't know, now it may be different, but that worm, they put that hook in through the home, the worm. Think if somebody puts a hook through you like that. Through your mouth, somebody pushes down a hook through you. It's Allah's makhluk, that worm. And we throw it, we put it in the hook like that. What cruelty is not there? But it's a pastime to the cruelty to what animals like this, that worm. And for us it's a pastime. The fish which are just in the water and we are just catching them just as a sport. We're taking their lives for our sport. People who shoot ducks for targets, live ducks. Ducks. For our sport. And we are shooting at it. May Allah Ta'ala open our blind eyes and bring us onto Sirati Mustaqim properly. But for all this, you have to drink that blood. People are going to tell you, you're a fanatic. Up to now, we all were doing it. Who are you now? Which big mufti are you? From where have you come now? You'll have to drink that blood of that, or hearing all that also. mitakar khudi ba khuda ho rahe hai. That you are now completely annihilating yourself. And the Buzurg says, so much a person has to annihilate himself that he does not even realize that I've annihilated myself. If I think I'm nothing, you are still thinking you are nothing. You have to annihilate yourself to that extent that you don't exist. That, for example, if somebody comes now and he greets everyone in the majlis, he doesn't greet me, he doesn't greet somebody else, that person will feel, why didn't he greet me? But when you really think, I'm a nothing, you won't even think that I'm nothing. So he didn't greet me, he just walked past me. Many people till today, good people, have an objection. This person didn't meet me, he didn't greet me, etc. And he just walked past me, he didn't ask me, my mashura, what I say. He didn't ask me. So this you have to, your khudi, this ana of ours, that you have to crush it totally. That you don't feel offended at all, whatsoever. That you were invited, you didn't come, and they didn't even ask why we didn't come. That doesn't exist anymore. You become unconscious of your existence also. Only with Allah Ta'ala. That's a very high stage, but we have to work towards trying to achieve that. That is Hazrat explaining to us. Tujhe ho mubarak ye ashke nadamat. Allahu Akbar. May Allah bless us with this. May you be blessed. You are mubarak. You are very blessed. Why? Because the tears of sorrow are coming out. That Ya Allah, how I offended you. How I was disloyal to you. Allah said that ma min dabbatin fil ard illa ala Allahi rizquha. That I will give rosy. Allah, you giving me rosy, but I'm breaking your laws all the time. You give me a whole night's sleep, so nice, but I don't make my fajr. I don't get up for my fajr. How I broke your laws, and tears start flowing from the eyes. May Allah bless us with those tears. Today the tears also don't want to. Our tears have dried up. Yes, some material loss we suffer, then the tears will come. But that we have broken the laws of Allah, we don't tear also. Tears don't come. Ne baabe ulfat ki wa ho rahe hai. And new with death, new doors of Allah's love, Allah is opening on a person. When a person reaches that condition, the new doors of Allah's love opens on him. Ye shaan e karam hai ke nalaiqo par. This is Allah's great karam. He is kareem. He is akramul akrameen. He is raheem. He is arhamul raheemin. That people who are not worthy of it also. Just like in the Quran Sharif it comes that the people who make zihar, which was an old form, pre-Islamic form of divorce. Islam did not allow it, but it was coming all the time. So they who say to, when they want to give divorce to the wife, in the old days before Islam, they should say, you are like the back of my mother to me. Anti ka zahri ummi alayya. You are like the back of my mother to me. And that should mean separation now. So Allah says that they are not your mothers. Your mothers are those who gave birth to you. How can your wife be your mother? So this is a very bad thing they are saying. And it's a lie they are saying. And the Mufassireen, right, it was such a bad thing and such a lie that actually should not be forgiven. But Allah says that He is Ghafoor al-Rahim. Anyway, I will forgive you. How merciful is not Allah Ta'ala. Allah is such a forgiver. So this is Allah's shan-e-karam, that those who are so useless, worthless, committing guna after guna, but Allah Ta'ala still forgives them. Karam unki har dam ata ho rahe hai. That in spite of a person not believing in Allah at the moment, billions of people not believing in Allah, Allah is giving them exactly what they want. Whatever clothes they want, whatever food they want, and they are doing it in haram, Allah is still giving it. Allah is giving everything to how many people in the whole world. Muhabbat ki akhtar karamat to dekho. And when a person gets this love and understands who Allah is, may Allah bless us with that love. When a person gets that love, look at the miracle of love. Ke sultan hokar gada ho rahe hai. That a person is a king, but he's a mendicant, ordinary, simple person. You see how many people in Jamaat? Yeah, like in HTMIA, you go Nizamuddin. One time, Hazrat Maulana Muhammad Umar Sahib Palanpuri, Rahmatullah Ali, in the Markaz was saying, amongst you people, one man is sitting here. He was from Mombasa. Haji Ibrahim Ishaq. He was a person where his clothes should go from Mombasa to America for dry, to UK for dry cleaning. When he went to a hotel, five-star hotel in America, he pointed out faults to them in their hotel. A person like that, and he's sitting like an ordinary person in the majma there. Eh? A person who you should have a throne, but he's just sitting like an odd. This is when that love comes. The king, Ibrahim ibn Adham rahmatullah, what his position, but how he went. And then he met the king of Tabuk, and he whispered something in his ear. And what became of the king of Tabuk? When that love hits the heart, then it's finished. Then your position at home, what the house you got, what the en suite you have got, what this you got. But for Allah's sake, everything you can sacrifice. May Allah bring us somewhere there. And may Allah Ta'ala at least let us speak about it. Make dua, give da'wat of it, make zikr for it. And then inshallah, we must go as far as we can go. Then Allah will bless us inshallah out of His mercy.
حضرت والا کے حکم سے ہمارے پیر و مرشد قطب العالم عرب اللہ حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم احمد اختر صاحب نبر اللہ مرقدہ کے ایک ملفوظ جو مجددانہ شان پہ حضرت والا فرمایا کرتے تھے کہ تقوی محافظ نور سنت ہے، تقوی محافظ نور سنت ہے. اس بات پر حضرت والا ارشاد فرمایا کرتے تھے کہ آج کل ہمارے پورے دنیا کے اندر ہر طبقے کے لوگوں کے اندر بعض لوگ احیاء سنت پر عمل کر رہے ہیں، بعض دعوت تبلیغ کی محنت کر رہے ہیں، مختلف اعتبار سے لوگ یعنی نیکیاں کمانے کی کوشش کر رہے ہیں، نیکیاں جس سے نیکی کی عطا ہو رہے ہیں، ایسے کام کی اہتمام خوب ہے. حضرت فرماتے ہیں کہ خوب اہتمام ہو رہا ہے کہ نیکی کی عطا ہو. جیسے اس مجلس پہ ہم آئے، نیکی کا کام ہے، نماز پڑھے، روزے رکھے، جتنے بھی عمرہ کیا، حج کیا، تو یہ سارے نیکی کمانے کی ذرائع ہیں. حضرت والا فرماتے ہیں ماشاءاللہ اس کے اندر لوگ بہت ہی زیادہ محنت کر رہے ہیں، لیکن جہاں پر نیکی کی عطا ضروری ہے وہی نیکی کی بقا بھی ضروری ہے. نیکی کی عطا جہاں ضروری ہے وہی پر نیکی کی بقا بھی ضروری ہے. تو حضرت والا رحمت اللہ علیہ فرماتے تھے اور یہ نیکی کی بقا نصیب ہوگی تب جب اپنی زندگی کی چاروں طرف تقوی کی باؤنڈری لگانے کی توفیق ہو جائے گی. تقوی کی باؤنڈری حضرت فرماتے، تقوی کی باؤنڈری. اس لیے حضرت فرماتے تھے ایک ہے عطا نور، ایک ہے بقا نور، اور ایک ہے ارتقاء فی النور. یعنی ہمیں روزانہ نور کے اندر، نیکیوں کے اندر ترقی کرنا ہے. ترقی تو تب ہوگی جب اس کی بقا بھی ہوگی، بقا نہیں تو ترقی نہیں. تو حضرت والا فرماتے تھے کہ جب ترقی ہوتے ہوتے نور کی ترقی، نور کی ترقی، حضرت فرماتے تھے کہ وہ حدیث کی پھر وہ مصداق بن جائے گا کہ اللہم اجعل امامی نورا وخلفی نورا ویمینی نورا وشمالی نورا وفوقی نورا وتحتی نورا، اللہم اجعلنی نورا. تو سرتا پا نور بن جائے گا. جب سرتا پا نور بن جائے گا تو تعلق معلہ اور نسبت معلہ کی دولت ان کو نصیب ہو جائے گی. تو حضرت اللہ اس لیے فرماتے تھے کہ تقوی محافظ نور سنت ہے.
بسم اللہ الرحمن الرحیم. حضرت محسن زوان ملفوظ of حضرت مولانا شاہ حکیم محمد اختر صاحب رحمت اللہ علیہ, one advice of him that taqwa, this to abstain from sin, is a protector of the nur of sunnat, the light of sunnat which a person is doing by making amal in the sunnat, he get a light. Now taqwa, staying away from sin, will have to protect that nur and keep that nur within a person. As it says that the whole world today, they are making effort, whatever it is, ihya sunnat, bringing alive the sunnat, dawat in tabligh, many different efforts they are making. The object is to gain nekis, to get good rewards, to gain thawabs. And example, a person is performing salah, he's come for majlis here, keeping he's fasting, many, many different ways. But that is to attain that light, to attain some thawab. But together with that, it's very, very important to look after that nekis. And how will this come? When a person has taqwa, protect himself from taqwa from all four sides, that no guna and sin must take place. I mustn't disobey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is actually very, very important. Hazrat used to say there are three things. One is ata'i nur. The person will get that nur, he will get that light. Together with that baqa'i nur, he must keep that light within him. And this will come with taqwa and abstaining from sins. Otherwise, a person is doing a good action and he is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, all the effects of that goodness is coming out from him. And the third thing is irtiqa'i nur. A person has progressed in that light. This will come now. You can only progress if you're keeping that light with you. So a person has to keep that light, and then he will continue making ibadat, so will continue progressing. And then Hazrat says that there is a dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, that Allahumma ja'alni nura, oh Allah ta'ala, make me full of light, on my right, on my left, above me, below me, the whole body, make it full of nur, full of light. This is actually a sunnah dua of Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when he used to go for Fajr salah, he should try to learn his dua and recite it. So anyhow, we are asking Allah ta'ala, full of light, we want to become full of nur. And this will, when a person will come full of nur, his body will be full of light and nur, and he has protected himself by taqwa, then he will get nisbat in connection with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So what Hazrat is trying to say is that together we're doing good actions, we must try to protect it by the means of taqwa, abstaining from sin. Allah ta'ala give us all tawfiq.
Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammadin wa ala alihi wa sahbihi Sayyidina Muhammadin wa barik wa sallim. Fazkuruni azkurkum ana jalis man zakarani. دل میرا ہو جائے ایک میدان ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو ہو تو ہی تو اور میرے تن میں بجائے آب و گل درد دل ہو درد دل ہو درد دل غیر سے بالکل ہی اٹھ جائے نظر تو ہی تو آئے نظر دیکھو جدر لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم لا إله إلا الله 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 محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نفس و شیطان دونوں نے مل کر ہائے کیا ہے مجھ کو تباہ اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر اے میرے مولا میری مدد کر چاہتا ہوں میں تیری پناہ مجھ سا خلق میں کوئی نہیں گوبت کردار نام سیاہ تو بھی مگر غفار یا رب بخش دے میرے سارے گناہ اب تو رہے بس تادم آخر ورد زبان اے میرے الہ لا الہ الا اللہ 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 لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله تعالى عليه وسلم نرأي مستعنا خش مآيدا تا أبد جانا تنيمي بايدا الله جل جلاله وتعالى شانه الله 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 خالی بھی بھر جا زبائی مشتری شاہی در درمان دکارا واخری اللہ 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 جل جلالہ تعالی شان
الحمدللہ رب العالمین والعاقبۃ للمتقین والصلاة والسلام علی اشرف الانبیاء والمرسلین سیدنا و حبیبنا و شفیعنا مولانا محمد وعلى آله وصحبه اجمعین اللهم اجعل حبك ابا الاشياء الينا واجعل خشيتك اخوف الاشياء عندنا واقطع عنا حاجات الدنيا بالشوق الى لقائك واذا اكرت اعين على الدنيا من دنياهم فاكرر اعيننا من عبادتك اللهم نسالك رضاك والجنه ونعوذ بك من سخطك وغضبك والنار يا ربي بالمصطفى بلغ مقاصدنا واغفر لنا ما مضى يا واسع الكرم اللهم اهد الناس والجان جميعا واجعلنا سببا لذلك ربنا تقبل منا انك انت السميع العليم وتوب علينا يا مولانا انك انت التواب الرحيم جزا الله عنا سيدنا محمد صلى الله تعالى اسمه واهله سبحان ربك رب العزه عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله سبحان الله سبحانه.